During the past 20 years, music from the Dominican Republic, known as bachata, has risen from the backcountry to take its place next to salsa in concert halls. Music critic Milo Miles reviews two new collections that trace bachata's humble beginnings and showcase its continuing appeal.
¿A dónde andará esa negra consentida que algún día recordará? El tiempo en que nos quisimos por última vez.
A superb new collection of vintage bachata singles is called Bachata Roja, Amor y Amargue. And indeed, the music itself was originally called Amargue, Bitterness, for its slow tempo laments about broken hearts and lonely nights. First recorded at the start of the 1960s, early bachata functioned much like weepy country and western in America, popular with Dominican Republic truck drivers and in rural bars. But there was always a restless quality in the style, and soon it moved beyond its roots in Cuban son and bolero ballads to incorporate more dance rhythms.
Yo le tengo pena, pero no es de amor, porque te saliste de mi corazón. Yo te tengo pena, pero no es de amor, porque te saliste de mi corazón.
Mujer, déjame tranquilo, que lo que pasó, pasó. Puedes buscar tu marido, que otra mujer tengo yo. No digas que yo soy malo, que por otra te dejé. Tú cambiaste demasiado, por eso te abandoné.
The Bachata Roja anthology includes songs up to the 80s, but no matter the date, the selections maintain a potent simplicity and directness, reflecting the downtrodden or celebratory sound of plain lives. One advantage of this lack of clutter is that a few added elements, sweet harmony voices, extra percussion, or a splash of horn, makes tracks jump out, as is the case with Ramon Cordero's El Pajarito.
Dale tú a la prima, que yo le doy dolor. Hay que darle tú a la prima, que yo le doy dolor. Ay, si yo me enamoro, la del diablo soy. Ay, que si yo me enamoro, la del diablo soy. La del diablo soy, ay, que si yo me enamoro.
Since the 80s, bachata has blossomed in a manner not unlike salsa in the 70s. It is now a popular, established style throughout the Caribbean and in international capitals like New York. This has not been an entirely beneficial development for the music. Like country music when it went mainstream in the modern era, big-time bachata became facile and larded with glossy sound. The hit group Aventura too often suggests the latest incarnation of a boy band with some exotic beats and Spanish lyrics. In a return to the roots of the music, guitarist Johan Soriano has taken the next step and is establishing himself as a bachata neo-traditionalist. He plays amplified guitar and understands the sonic possibilities of the modern instrument. While his accompaniment is never looming and overblown, it's not folky stark either. Even so, until now, his virtuosity has made him sound rather slick, more studio cat than his street corner predecessors. With the new La Familia Soriano, he comes halfway and ends up on the front porch with three singing siblings, brother Fernando and sisters Nelly and Griselda. The comfortable tone of La Familia Soriano and the rotating vocal features help Johan Soriano's skills on the six-string glisten without being flashy. He has an appealing style, at once declarative and quietly poetic. The unquestioned winner on the album is Johan's duet with Griselda, which delivers all the ease and warmth possible for people who grew up singing together. Turns out the tradition of playing in a musical family is good for the tradition of bachata itself.
Eres lo que a mi vida le ha dado todo. Eres sensacional.
Y tú, con tu ternura, me has enseñado a sentir lo que es el verdadero amor.
Sabes, quiero pedirte que nunca cambie. Me gustaste tu forma de ser.
Old or new, bachata is here to stay. My feeling is that the strength of the roots will outlast the big stars in the shiny suits.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. You can see a video of bachata dance moves on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Fred Snyder. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.